الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Today is the 6th of Rajab 1433, which corresponds to the 26th of May 2012. And we shall initiate the discussion on basically the last or final pages of the book of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah li Shaykh al-Sabah ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And we dealt last week with the fact, with the hadith, the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the ummah dividing into 73 sects, all of which will be going to the hellfire with the exception of one. And that one would be the one which is the jama'ah. And the jama'ah is the one who is upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions. And no human being can come today and say, well, I don't know what they were upon. I'm confused. No way. Because if one were to make this claim, and if one were to be correct in this claim, that basically means that Allah did not make the deen clear. And He did not fulfill His promise. And He did not make the kitab tibyana li kulli shay. And He did not make the Messenger alayhi salam uswatun hasana. All of these ayat will have to be invalidated by the claim that I don't know what was going on back then. Rather, we know exactly what was going on back then. But how do we understand that? It's very easy. If someone were to make a particular claim saying, prove to me that the Sahaba believed such and such about Allah. And we have an ayah in the Quran which is explicit in that. We say the fundamental principle is that they took the ayat of Allah face value, as they meant. And now you have to prove that they said that the ayah means other than what the apparent meaning is. That's your job, not ours. Because if we were to say that we have to prove for every ayah or every sifa of Allah that they had to said that this is the case, if we had to do this, then that basically means that there was also confusion back then. And that needed to be stated in order to remove the confusion, but there was no confusion. So when they will read an ayah where it says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ خَلَاص. If you wanted to prove that wajh here doesn't mean face, you have to bring me a sahabi who said otherwise. If there's no hadith which says that what is intended is otherwise. If you can neither bring a hadith nor a statement of a sahabi, then we say we must understand the wajh as the Arabic language suggests, and that the Sahaba understood it as it is. So it's a really difficult task for them now to prove what they have said. Wajh means honor, hand means rizq, power, everything they've given an equivalent. Now they have to prove all of these things, and they can never do it because the Sahaba never said these things. So now it's their problem, not ours. So So that one group then is the one that follows the way of the Prophet ﷺ, which is clear. Which is basically what this whole book was about. In case you want to hear it again, you can go listen to the MP3 files. But I'm not going to repeat it now. But that is the point here. Now, so Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, then they hold on to the Sunnah and to the purity of the deen, and they do not allow anything to enter into that which will affected negatively. قَوْلُوا وَفِيهِمْ أي في أهل السنة. فِيهِمْ could mean multiple things. What is the standard meaning of فِيهِمْ?
Among them.
Good. Among them or in them. صحيح. How would you know the difference? Good. Context. The context. What is the context?
What is being mentioned?
What is before the text and after the text? Huh? The text which is around the text that tells you what the text is about. How do you like that one? Did I confuse you there? So the context will tell us, fihim here means among them, not in them, obviously. As-siddiqun. Which is the plural of what singular? Siddiq. Abu Bakr as-siddiq. Who else was the siddiq?
Aisha.
Radiallahu anha. Who else?
All those who accepted the...
Right, but who was given that title? Maryam. Na'am. Alayhi salam. طيب, jama' siddiq min as-siddiq. And all that comes from siddiq, which is truthfulness. وهذه الصيغة للمبالغة. This is the hyperbole, the exaggerated form. This is for emphasis, if you want to say. Someone who believes a lot. وهو الذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به. It's the one who has brought the truth and believed in it. كما قال تعالى والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون. And he who has brought the truth and those who believed in it, then it is those who are the righteous. فهو صادق في قصده. He is truthful in his intent. وصادق في قوله. He is truthful in his statements, in his speech. وصادق في فعله. And he is truthful in his action. So the niyyah is sound, the statement is sound, and the actions are sound. أما صدقه في قصده فعنده تمام الإخلاص لله عز وجل. The Sheikh now will explain each one on its own. As for his truthfulness in his intent, then this is the perfection of his sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَمَامُ الْمُتَابَعَةِ لِلْرَسُولِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And the perfection in his following of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. قَدْ جَرَّدَ الْإِخْلَاصَ وَالْمُتَابَعَةِ. So he has purified his ikhlas, his sincerity, and his following, as in his following of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى شِرْكًا فِي الْعَمَلِ. Or it could be شَرِيكًا فِي الْعَمَلِ. What does it say in your book? Shirkan or Sharikan? Sharikan. There's no ya. No ya. Then not Sharikan, Shirkan. Both would be correct here. So he does not make along with Allah Azza wa Jal any partners or hear any shirk. He does not commit any shirk in his deeds. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لِغَيْرِ سُنَّةِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اتِّبَاعًا فِي عَمَلِهِ. Nor did he make to other than the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam one whom he follows in his actions. He didn't take someone else other than the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. فلا شرك عنده ولا ابتداع. So he neither involves himself in shirk nor does he involve himself in bid'ah. Whoa. How many Muslims are right there doing one of the two or both? Or they do one, they leave the other, then they do the other, or they do, I mean, is there some issue somewhere along the lines is really all over the place. Wallahu al-musta'an. Sadiqun fi, but of course this is yani a general statement. It reminds me of some of the strange things that you hear nowadays. You know, there's this person who was asking a question about niqab. Okay. And so I answered the answer. I gave the answer. It was about umrah or ihram. And the lady said that she doesn't feel comfortable in wearing a cloth over her face. She prefers the niqab. So is it okay if she wore the niqab and then paid the fidya? And I'm saying, how could the niqab be more comfortable than a cloth? The niqab is prohibited during ihram for the women, along with the gloves, because it's like a mask. Okay, it covers the face like a mask. But a khimar, a cloth which goes over the head that covers the face without being stuck to it like a mask, is allowed. And the sahabiyyat, the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, would do that. Whenever men would come around, they would yustilna bi khumurihinna. They would cover their faces with that khimar. But they weren't wearing niqab as we know it today. So, with all this headache, what it really boils down to is niqab during ihram is not allowed. And therefore, just don't wear it. If you don't want to wear anything, just don't wear anything. Because the niqab is not obligatory, generally speaking, according to the opinion which is very popular and has been endorsed by hundreds of scholars, including some of the Sahaba. So some people say, when I said that this is a position, they said, well, my sister said that you, it's very sad that you are saying this, and you are against Allah and His Messenger, and you're going against Allah and His Messenger, and fear Allah, Allah will ask you on Yawm al-Qiyamah, hey, slow down. I said, I'm following an opinion that has Salaf in it. Huh? She said, oh, you're going to favor them over Allah and His Messenger? Say, see, people here don't understand. This is where people don't have fiqh of the matter. Now they think that, you know, I'm saying, oh, no, I know Allah and His Messenger said it's wajib to wear niqab, but some of the scholars said it's not okay, it's not wajib, so I'm going to follow these scholars and ignore Allah and His Messenger. A'udhu billah. Say, we're following these scholars who understood Allah and His Messenger other than these other scholars. And there's a hadith in Abu Dawood that is, according to Sheikh Albani, sahih. And he found multiple chain of narrators, not one. Most of the ulama here, who are not familiar with the science of hadith enough, they declare the hadith to be da'if off the bat. Alatul, the hadith of Asma, they say is da'if. Sheikh Al-Albani was an alim of hadith. He studied this hadith, and he found multiple chain of narrators authenticating this hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ said to Asma, if a woman reaches puberty, nothing can appear of her except, he pointed to the hands and face. The hadith is decisive, by the way, in this subject matter. Besides the fact that the ayat in Surah An-Nur and Surah Al-Ahzab, it's not explicit in covering the face. It is also open to the interpretation of the ulama as to what it means by فَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ إِلَىٰ أَخْرِ الْآيَاتِ. It is not black and white here. And now we have the hadith of the woman during Ihram, and when the Al-Abbas was looking at her, right? And the Prophet ﷺ would turn his face, and then he would look at her, and she had her face showing. If it was obligatory to wear the niqab, as in the case with the Sahabiyat, he would have told her to cover her face, as his wives would cover their faces when men would come around. Yani the issue, if you really have to know what's going on in terms of the ahadith in the ayat, before you jump the gun and then say, oh, you're going against Allah and His Messenger. And it's sad that you give da'wah, but you're misleading the people in this fashion. Say, no, you have to understand what things mean here. This is not a game. We say to this every sister in the world, put on niqab, barakallah fiki. It's better. But to say it's wajib, I mean, this is deen. You need an evidence that is clear cut. And I mean, yes, there are scholars who say so, and there are scholars who say otherwise. So I'm saying this because some people think, يعني على طول, if you didn't follow what they think is correct, you've actually gone against the Messenger of Allah and you're choosing people over him. This is not correct. You have to know what's going on in the background. صادقٌ في قوله لا يقول إلا صدقًا. He's truthful in his statements. He doesn't say except that which is true. لا وقد ثبت عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال عليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة ولا يزال الرجل يصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا. He is truthful in his statements and he says nothing but truth. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام has said, upon you is truthfulness. Because verily truthfulness will guide to righteousness, and righteousness will guide to Jannah. And a man will say the truth and continue to exert himself in maintaining and saying the truth until he will be written with Allah as a truthful person. Siddiq. صادقٌ في فعله بمعنى أن فعله لا يخالف قوله والله المستعان. He is truthful in his action, that means his action does not negate his statements. His actions do not negate his statements. We're all guilty of that in one way or another. فَإِذَا قَالَ فَعَلْ. If he says, he does. وَبِهَذَا يَخْرُجُ عَنْ مُشَابَهَةِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. And therefore, he extracts himself from resembling the hypocrites who say that which they do not do. وَأَيْضًا يَصْدُقُ بِمَقَامَةِ الْبَيِّنَةِ عَلَى صِدْقِهِ فَلَيْسَ عِنْدَهُ رَدٌّ لِلْحَقِّ وَلَا احْتِقَارٍ لِلْخَلْقِ. And furthermore, he believes in whatever the evidence has proven to be correct. With the proof and the evidence. So he never rejects the haqq. Never rejects the truth. Nor does he belittle the creation. ولهذا كان أبو بكر أول من سمي الصديق من هذه الأمة. This is why Abu Bakr was the first one to be given the title of Siddiq among this Ummah. لأنه لما أسري بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعل يتكلم أنه أسري به إلى بيت المقدس وعرج به إلى السماء صار الكفار يضحكون به ويكذبونه ويقولون كيف تذهب يا محمد في ليلة وتصل في ليلة إلى ما وصلت إليه في السماء ونحن إذا ذهبنا إلى الشام نبقى شهرا لم نصله وشهرا للرجوع. Because when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was taken on the ascension and then he was telling the people how he went on the night journey to the Bayt al-Maqdis and then the ascension to the heavens, the kuffar started laughing and belying him, saying, how did you go in one night? How did you make it in one night? While when we go to Sham, it takes us 1 month to reach there and 1 month to return. I mean, back then, the only means of transportation were animals. Now the amazing thing is, and is yani, this is just a side note, that today this is possible. Sahih? Today, without the miracle, the miraculous aspect of it, which is what we're concerned about, but just to see, they thought this was so yani impossible. But nowadays, this is possible. You get on a plane, and if you have a jet, what is that? Jumbo jet? No, the fast one. What is it called?
Rocket.
Supersonic. Rocket? Who said we're going to take a rocket to the city? You're going to crash at the end. I don't think you can stop these things once you go. Unless they have a brake. There's a special kind of plane, it's known. Concorde, yeah, there you go. So some fast plane. What I'm saying is it's possible. So that their minds couldn't perceive that. Of course, back then it wasn't that. It was the miracle which Allah Azza wa Jal gave the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَاتَّخَذُوا مِنْ هَذَا سُلَّمًا لِيُكَذِّبُوا الرَّسُولَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ والسلام. So they use this as means, سُلَّمًا is like a ladder. They're climbing on it. They're trying to use this as to justify their belying of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَلَمَّا وَصَلُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. But when they reached Abu Bakr, وَقَالُوا إِنَّ صَاحِبَكَ يُحَدِّثُ وَيَقُولُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Your companion is telling us, speaking, and he's saying that he did such and such. He went up and he came down and everything. قَالَ إِنْ كَانَ قَالَ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. He said, if he said that, then he said the truth. If he had said that, as you claim it, because they may be lying against the Messenger of Allah. If he really said what you're saying, he said, then he said the truth. Isn't that amazing? فَمِنْ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمْ سُمِّيَ الصِّدِّيقِ. From that day onwards, he was known as the Siddiq. وَهُوَ أَفْضَلُ الصِّدِّقِينَ مِنْ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ وَغَيْرِهَا. And he is the best of the Siddiqeen from among this Ummah and among other nations as well. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ was the best Nabi. And therefore, his companions were the best companions. Now, قوله وفيهم الشهداء. And among them are the shuhada, which is what?
Martyrs
or
witnesses.
Or witnesses and scholars. Yeah, we'll see how. جمعوا شهيد بمعنى شاهد. Because all these occur in the Quran. شهيد and شاهد, right? شهيد بالحق. إلى آخره من الآيات والكلمات. فمن هم الشهداء. Who are the شهداء؟ قيل هم العلماء. The first thing was said are the scholars. لأن العالم يشهد بشرع الله. Because the scholar, he bears witness to the legislation of Allah. ويشهد على عباد الله بأنها قامت عليهم الحجة. And he bears witness against the slave of Allah that the proof has been established against them. Because only a scholar can do that. He can prove that the message has been conveyed and then they reject it. Because one of us may convey the message but fail in doing so. And therefore we cannot say that I established the proof against you because we may have failed in doing so. However, the scholars are equipped. وَلِهَذَا يُعَدُّ الْعَالِمُ مُبَلِّغًا عَنِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That's why the alim is considered one who conveys from Allah. And they used to say back in the day, يعني the scholars of the Salaf, that, you know, when you're issuing a fatwa, you are signing on behalf of Allah. You are signing on because you're saying that Allah had endorsed this in His deen. You know how grave the situation is. You're saying Allah has made this halal or haram. So it's like an endorsement, it's like a stamp that this is the way, this is the case. Of course, this is metaphorically speaking. نعم ورسوله نعم مبلغا عن الله ورسوله عفوا شريعته التي جاء بها رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فيكون شاهدا بالحق على الخلق. So he's conveying on behalf of Allah and His Messenger the message or the law which the Prophet عليه السلام brought with him. So therefore he becomes a witness over the truth upon the creation. وقيل أن الشهيد من قتل في سبيل الله. And it was said that the shaheed is the one who has been killed in the cause of Allah. وَالصَّحِيحُ أَنَّ الْآيَةَ عَامَّةٌ لِهَذَا وَهَذَا. And the correct position is that the ayah is general. It includes both. It means the scholars and the martyrs. قَوْلُهُ وَفِيهِمُ الصَّالِحُونَ. And among them are the righteous. وَالصَّالِحُ ضِدُّ الْفَاسِدُ. الصَّالِحُ ضِدُّ الْفَاسِدْ أو الْفَاسِدِي. نعم. أو الفاسدة لا ضده here anyways الصالح someone's name it is okay but it means no it means righteous though right pious righteous upright فاسد فاسق is maybe defiant in disobedient فاسد is the opposite which is bad, corrupt, sometimes food, spoiled food, rotten food is called fasid, طيب, and of course, عقدٌ فاسد, void, transaction, so the word has a lot of meaning, it's rich in meanings, but now we're dealing with the opposite of righteous, is someone who's not righteous, in other words. وَهُوَ الَّذِي قَامَ بِحَقِّ اللَّهِ وَحَقَّ عِبَادِهِ. Who is the salih? He's the one who establishes the right of Allah and the right of his slaves. وَهُوَ غَيْرِ الْمُصْلِحِ. But he is not like the muslih. What is the difference between a salih and a muslih?
Muslih is like between two, you try to do the right thing or make them fix things.
And... why between the two then?
Not two, it could be... not for the public in general, of course. But it's not for himself, for others.
And he forgets about himself?
This is salih.
I'm asking you right now. You're almost there. I just want a brief statement. What is the advantage of the musrih over the salih?
Salih is good for himself. Muslih is for others.
Beautiful. Salih is for himself. Muslih is after he's done with himself, then he goes out and he tries to rectify others. Sahih? من المصلحين. Huh? You want to be among the مصلحين because it's one thing to benefit yourself. That's good. But what about the rest of the Muslims? Huh? So that concern for the other Muslims is where إصلاح comes. Which is when one becomes a مصلح. Goes that extra mile. And of course, according to the ulama, إصلاح is better than the صلاح. In a sense that if you had to choose between something that will benefit you only and something which will benefit the Muslims, then you give precedence to that which will benefit the Muslims over that which will benefit you alone. Okay? So that is naf'al mutaaddi. It's known as naf'al mutaaddi, that extended benefit for the Muslims. فالإصلاح وصف. Do you have Islam there?
Islam.
You have it with a meme? After وهو غير مصلح with a ha.
Yes.
Okay, mine is with a meme. فالإصلاح وصف زائد على الصلاح. So the Sheikh said إصلاح is an additional description over صلاح. فليس كل صالح مصلح مصلحا. Not every righteous person is a rectifier. فإن من الصالحين من همه هم نفسه. Among the righteous is who only cares about himself. Everybody else can go to hell. Who cares, man? Let me just do my qiyam. Jazakallah khair, brother. وَلَا يَهْتَمْ بِغَيْرِهِ. He doesn't care for anybody else. وَتَمَامُ الصَّلَاحِ بِالْإِصْلَاحِ. But the true righteousness is when islah is involved in the process. There must be that thing going on there. قوله ومنهم أعلام الهدى ومصابيح الدجى. And among them are أعلام الهدى ومصابيح الدجى. We'll let the Shaykh explain each word and we will come up with an adequate translation. الأعلام جمع علم وهو في الأصل الجبل. أعلام is a plural of علم. And علم by principle or in principle is a mountain. Why is it called the علم? Because it's a sign. It's like a sign. That's why عالمين. Alhamdulillah رب العالمين. علماء say عالمين comes from علامة. And that everything is a sign of the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal and Him being the supreme creator. So these are all related. قال الله تعالى ومن آياته الجوار في البحر كالأعلام. And among his signs are the ships basically that run over the water like أعلام. See? يعني الجبال, like the mountains. Because the boat, the ship, it looks like a mountain with the way it is done and constructed. وسمي الجبل علما لأنه يهتدي به ويستدل به. It was known, it was given the name of علم. It's like a علامه or a sign. Because you use it to find your way. You use it to find your way. It's like a GPS. You know? See, they say, okay, that mountain over there, that's that. That's our target. That's our destination. If there was no mountain, everything was flat, you'd be going around in circles. I do that anyways. Alhamdulillah. Yes, it doesn't work. وأعلام الهدى الذين يستدل الناس بهم ويهتدون بهديهم. Now, أعلام الهدى, they are the أعلام of guidance. Huh? They are like now the signs, the post of direction, of guidance. So the people use them as a means to be guided. وهم العلماء الربانيون. And they are the ulama, the scholars, but not any scholars, Rabbaniyun. Who are the Rabbaniyun? Well, they say Alim Rabbani. What is that supposed to mean? Our father. Huh? Our father's not Abbaniyun, Rabbaniyun. Now we're starting to sound like Christians here, man. Rabbani. Nobody's ever heard of this?
Guardian.
Alim Rabbani is one whose spirituality is alive. Yani he is a scholar, but not because you can be a scholar by memorizing textual evidences. Take an alim course and, you know, graduate and quote cite evidences, fantastic. That doesn't make you Alim Rabbani. Alim Rabbani is the one who with this knowledge, he acquires the fear of Allah and the true worship of Allah. He's someone who when you see, you know this is someone who's on good terms with Allah. The real ulama, not the clowns that we see every now and then. The real stuff. That is Alim Rabbani. He's grounded in knowledge, but there's taqwa. There's fear, there's khushu', there's khashya. Not just the average person. Big difference between the two. Because you have ulama su, you have evil scholars. Tahir al-Padri. I call him a scholar. Ish hadhi ya boy. If I were next to him with one of these books, I would smack him with it. Say Shaykh al-Islam, wallah. If Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah saw him, wallah, he would order that they would lash him. They would be lashed, man. This is dhulm. This is dhulm iftira ala Shaykh al-Islam. Shaykh al-Islam, even Muhammad Abdul Wahab, some of the ulama avoid giving him the term Shaykh al-Islam. Even though he came at a critical time in the Ummah and Allah Azza wa Jal revived Tawheed through this man, which we are, benefiting from the fruits of now, yet the scholars are reluctant to call him Shaykh al-Islam because Shaykh al-Islam is Ibn Taymiyyah. And very difficult to put someone on the same caliber of Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah. Then we get this guy can't even read the Arabic text, man. Ma'alesh ya'ni, I'm not gonna make fun of the non-Arabs. It's not about that because we can bring you many of the mashayikh, mashallah, who are non-Arabs who are better than the Arabs in Arabic. It's not the issue. The guy can't even read the text, man. Can't even do it. He just dances on the stage when he gets excited. People kiss his feet. This is Sheikh al-Islam? Wallah, this is a joke, man. It's a serious joke. I don't know how they just get there, man. Just, had the people not been so ignorant, they wouldn't raise someone like this. You know, but people don't know any better. So they raise him, he believes it. Hey. أصلحه الله فإنهم هم الهداة. So these are the true guides, the علماء الربانيين. وهم مصابيح الدجا. والمصابيح جمع مصباح. It's like a lamp. Lamp. مصابيح جمع مصباح. And مصباح is a lamp. مصابيح lamps. وهو ما يستصبح به للإضاءة. It's that which you use to illuminate, to provide light. والدجا جمع دجية وهي الظلمة. And دجا is the darkness. أي هم مصابيح الظلم أو الظلم عفوا. They are the lights of darkness. They are the lights which illuminate in darkness. يستضيء بهم الناس ويمشون على نورهم. The people seek then the light through them and they follow their footsteps and the light which they provide. Of course, it's all from Allah Azza wa Jal. Not like it's a form of shirk. قوله أولو المناقب المأثورة والفضائل المذكورة. أولو, you see this in the Quran often. أولو العزم, أولو الألباب, أولو الأبصار. The people who possess something. أحسنت. The people who possess something. So whenever you read in the Quran, أولو الألباب أو إلى آخره من الآيات أولو الأبصار, it is those who possess that particular quality. الباب is the intellect here. The people that actually have a brain with which they reflect and understand. أولو الأبصار, those who have insight, they're able to see. نعم. أولو المناقب المأثورة. المناقب جمع منقبة. وهي المرتبة. It's like a degree. It's a degree. Not the degree you get from university. Yes, yeah, like in the status, exactly. أي ما يبلغه الإنسان من الشرف والسؤدد. It's whatever the person reaches of honor and dignity and things of awe that the people have towards him. وأما الفضائل فهي جمع فضيلة. وهي الخصال الفاضلة. And فضائل is the plural of فضيلة. فضائل أعمال. Right? But became فضائل أعمال. فضائل أعمال. But it's فضائل أعمال. Anyways, that's a whole other discussion. That's a فضيلة الشيخ. تفضل فضيلة الشيخ. No good, man. No good. Please say فضيلة or just say شيخ. How are you, no? Shake. Can you shake? Yeah, shake. Yeah, I can shake, man. But you know, that was back in the day. I stopped shaking a long time ago. وهي الخصال الفاضلة. They are the virtuous, you know, qualities or traits. التي يتصف بها الإنسان من العلم والعبادة والزهد والكرم وغير ذلك. And it is the virtuous traits which the person is this, possesses, such as knowledge, worship, asceticism, generosity, and so forth. فالفضائل سلم للمناقب. So these virtues like are means for you to reach these degrees of status and honor. قولوا وفيهم الأبدال. الأبدال جمع بدل. وهم الذين تميزوا عن غيرهم بالعلم والعبادة وسموا أبدالا إما لأنهم كلما مات منهم واحد خلف بدله أف أو أنهم كانوا يبدلون سيئاتهم حسنات. He said among them are the أبدال. And the Sheikh said it is the plural of بدل. And it is those who were distinguished in their knowledge and worship. And they were called Abdal. And either because whenever one of them dies, he would be succeeded with another. So he would Badal, he would substitute for him basically. He will take his place. Because Badal is to take someone's place. Right? Replacement, yes. Hajj Badal, right? أو أنهم كانوا يبدلون سيئاتهم حسنات. Or it is that they used to exchange their evil deeds with good deeds. أولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. أو أنهم كانوا لكونهم أسوة حسنة كانوا يبدلون أعمال الناس الخاطئة لأعمال صائبة أو لهذا كل وغيره. Or it could be because they were good examples, they used to make the people's deeds which used to be bad become good. because of them. So people will change their ways because of them, because they were examples to be followed. So now they're doing the tabdil to others. The Sheikh said it could be that all of these meanings are combined. It's because one would come substitute the other, or will replace the other, or because they replace their evil deeds with good deeds, or because they made people replace their evil deeds with good deeds. Either way, that's why they were called abdalan. قوله وفيهم أئمة الدين الذين أجمع المسلمون على هدايتهم. And among them are the imams of the religion, those whom the Muslims have a consensus in regards to their rightly them being rightly guided, or their guidance, their right guidance. الإمام أو الإمام هو القدوة. الإمام, not imam. Imam is the قدوة. The what? What is a qudwa? It's like a leader. Leader who is followed. Huh? From qa'id. From qa'id. Because he is the one who leads, the leader. وَفِي أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ أَئِمَّةُ الدِّينِ الَّذِينَ أَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَى هِدَايَتِهِمْ. And among أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ are the imams of the deen whom the Muslims have agreed about, or on their guidance. مثل الإمام أحمد, like Imam Ahmad رحمه الله, والشافعي, like Imam الشافعي, ومالك, Imam Malik, وأبي حنيفة, Imam Abu Hanifa. Yes, because some people think that once you get on the Sunnah, خلاص, no more Abu Hanifa. So we have two extremes: either people who follow him blindly to the grave, or people who hate him after they become Sunnis, after they start. Yani it's amazing extremism. And Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah are actually in between. Now, yes, the Imam rahimahullah had some issues in the usul. In the usul, he had issues. In the usul of Iman, in regards to the Irja and the Murji'ah, and a few other things here and there, which he is a mushtahid in. He was a alim, he was a mushtahid. And his ajr is with Allah Azza wa Jal. And so we have to know the limits also. Yes, the Imam rahimahullah did not have much knowledge of hadith. Therefore, there was some limitation in regards to this area. Whereas the other Imams were muhaddithin, or even collectors of hadith, like Imam Ahmad had this Musnad. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah had authored the book Al-Umm. Imam Malik had the Muwatta. So they had their involvement in the science of hadith, and they went around more than the Imam rahimahullah. So all these made a difference. But for us to reach a point where we belittle the Imam and talk bad about him and all this, and that happens among some today, is unacceptable. And the Sheikh is mentioning him by name. وَسُفْيَانُ الثَّوْرِي. You have to love Sufyan. You have to love him. And Sufyan, يعني he's famous for, like Al-Hasan al-Basri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Sufyan al-Thawri. These people are famous for wisdom. يعني they would tell you something that is really wise. I mean, you think about it, say, mashallah, how could a human being think of something so profound? But they really said these, it was attributed to both Sufyan al-Thawri and Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimahumullah, who used to say, لا تكن مثل عبد السوء لا يأتي حتى يدعى ائتي الصلاة قبل النداء. Do not be like the evil slave. How does the evil slave behave? He doesn't come until you call him. Hey, come here. Then he comes, oh, my man, I was relaxing. I was lying down, I was sleeping, watching TV, whatever. He said, don't be like the evil slave who does not come until he is called. Come to the salah before it calls you. Don't wait for the adhan, in other words, like Sa'id Musayyib, for 30 years, the Mu'adhin never called the Adhan except that he was in the masjid before him. 30 years, not 3 days. For 3 days now, I challenge one of us to go for 3 days, 15 prayers, to be at the time of Adhan in the masjid. We will probably all flunk. Right? 30 years, man, he did it. No car. Allahu a'lam what kind of conditions they were in. Way more difficult. Hot. No air conditions. No fan. And it's out in the desert. So, look how we are today. So these are some profound statements of the Salaf. And nowadays, you know, there'll be like 3 minutes for the class, for the salah, and we're finished with the class, everybody's gone. Oh, I'll make it home. I'll make it in my local masjid. Which local masjid are you going to make it, man? You're going to be at the traffic light, akhi, you can hear him praying. And you know how many times that happened? You're in the car, like, trying to move, and come on, turn green, you hear the people praying in the masjid. By the time you make it to the masjid, the ikhdala salah is done, and you're in the second jama'ah. If you make it to any jama'ah, what's the point? Go pray over here, and when it's done, go home. What did you gain? Nothing. There's nothing waiting. It's not like you're a president of a country and you have a red carpet waiting for you as soon as you come. Oh, mashallah. Nobody even knows about you. You come early, you come late. If some people don't even want to see you. Ah, this guy again. Why are you early, man? You said you were coming at 10 o'clock. Yalla, go out. You might as well spend that time in the masjid, come some ajr, man. Anyways, I don't know what to say. Wal-awza'i awal-awza'i. Both are said. Another one of the imams. He had a madhab actually of his own. But he didn't have tulab like the other imams who actually gathered his ara' so that they were, it became a madhab as the other madhahib. But they were more than the four madhahib back then. وَغَيْرِهِ مِنَ الْأَئِمَّةِ الْمَشْهُورِينَ الْمَعْرُفِينَ. And others among the famous scholars that are known. كَشَيْخ الْإِسْلَامِ بِنْ تَيْمِيَةَ وَشَيْخ الْإِسْلَامِ مُحَمَّدُ عَبْدُ الْوَهَّابِ. Like these two, you know, we are the Wahhabis, yeah? It's like everybody, he's like, yeah, these guys. See, like they say, they have his name in the book and they call him Shaykh al-Islam. Say, well, I mean, the guy was teaching Tawheed. What can we do? وَقَوْلُ وَأِمَّةُ الدِّينِ خَرَجَ بِهِ أَمَّةُ الضَّلَالِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ. And when he says, when Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, said, أَمَّةُ الدِّينِ, excluded are the أَمَّة of misguidance from among the people of bid'ah and innovation. فَهَؤُلَاءِ لَيْسُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. Those are not from أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. بَلْ هُمْ عَلَىٰ خِلَافِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. Rather, they are in contradiction with أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. وَهُمْ وَإِنْ سُمُّوا أَئِمَّةِ. And they, even if they were called imams, فَإِنَّ مِنَ الْأَئِمَّةِ أَئِمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. Among the imams are those who will be calling to the fire. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. So Allah said about Al Fir'aun, and we made them imams. Imams of what? Of kufr. Calling the people to the fire, and on the day of resurrection, they will not be aided and victorious. And so you have imams of dalal. Many, many, many of them today. Wallahu al-musta'an. No. قولهم الطائفة المنصورة. And they are the طائفة's, like the group or the sect or the منصورة. Aided. يعني إن أهل السنة والجماعة هم الطائفة المنصورة التي نصرها الله عز وجل. أهل السنة والجماعة are the victorious group which Allah عز وجل has granted victory. لأنهم داخلون في قوله تعالى, because they are included in the statement of Allah عز وجل. إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا ويوم يقوم الأشهاد. سورة غافر. Verily we shall surely grant victory to our messengers and those who believe in this hayat al-dunya and on the day when the witnesses will be resurrected. فَهُمْ مَنْصُورُونَ وَالْعَقِبَةُ لَهُمْ. They are victorious and the good end is theirs. وَالْعَقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. وَلَكِنْ لَا بُدَّ قَبْلَ النَّصْرِ مِنْ مُعَانَاتٍ وَتَعَبٍ وَجِهَادٍ. However, it is inevitable that prior to this victory, there should be mu'anat, suffering, wata'ab, exhaustion, wa jihad, and struggling and fighting in Allah's cause. Now, you're not going to come while you're sitting down and chilling. لأن النصر يقتضي منصورا ومنصورا عليه. Because victory entails a victorious one and one who has been defeated. إذن فلا بد من مغالبة. There should be some sort of competition. ولا بد من محنة. And there should be some trial or tribulation. ولكن كما قال ابن القيم رحمه الله. ولكن as ابن القيم رحمه الله said, الحق منصور وممتحن فلا تعجب فهذه سنة الرحمن. The truth is victorious, but it will go through a test. So do not be amazed. This is the way of the most merciful. This is the way of Allah. فَلَا يَلْحَقُكَ الْعَجَزُ وَالْكَسَلُ إِذَا رَأَيْتَ أَنَّ الْأُمُورَ لَمْ تَتِمْ لَكَ بِأَوَّلْ مَرَّةِ Do not then despair or become lazy if you see that the things do not happen the way you want them from the first attempt. بَلْ اِصْبِرْ وَكَرِّرْ مَرَّةً بَعْدَ أُخْرَى Rather be patient and try one time after the other. Keep trying. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يُقَالُ فِيكَ مِنْ إِسْتِهْزَاءٍ وَسُخْرِيَةٍ And be patient in regards to what is being said about you, in regards to mockery and belittlement. لِأَنَّ عَدَاءَ الدِّينِ كَثِرُونَ Because the enemies of Islam are many. Which reminds me of an ironic comment that someone left on one of the lectures. Which one was it? It was about, is this the to go into Jannah? Someone left this amazing comment. He said, I'm a Muslim, and this guy, speaking about him up there, he makes us look bad. Okay? F him. F him, you know what that means. And everything he's teaching, he's nothing but a piece of... And then I was telling my wife, you see, this is amazing. He said that I make Muslims look bad. And how do you make us look? Yani, when the non-Muslim reads that you are saying about your Muslim brother that F him and he's a piece of ish, so how did you make us look? Yani, it's amazing. People are blind. It's okay to say to your Muslim brother, even for a kafir, you can't say this word. You know, for you to say the F word, you need to think a million times, and then at the end you say, I'm not going to say it. It's just too heavy on the ear. Piece of it. Okay. And then I make us look bad. And you make us look fantastic, mashallah alaik. You're just amazing, man. This is amazing, really amazing. You just scratch your say, Zakallah khair, man. It's fine. May Allah reward you for all the ajr, you know, all the good deeds you're giving me. What can I do, man? You want to use this language? Use this language. Tayyib. لِأَنَّ عَدَاءَ الدِّينِ كَثِيرٌ The enemies of Allah are many, many, many. لَا يُثْنِي عَزْمَكَ أَن تَرَى نَفْسَكَ وَحِيدًا فِي الْمَيْدَانِ Listen to the Shaykh now. Do not let it divert your determination that you find yourself to be alone, alone, in this whole midan is like a, how would I translate it? Field, yes. Yeah, ahsant. فَأَنْتَ الْجَمَاعَ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ وَاحِدًا The Shaykh said, you are the jama'ah even if you are alone, even if you are alone. Some of you may feel this way in your family. Amongst your family, you're the only one who knows what's up, and everybody seems to be on another planet. You feel this way. It's like, what happened here, man? Are you guys okay? And they think you're crazy. The crazy thing is that they're crazy, but they think you're crazy. And you're like, you guys are crazy. I'm not crazy, and I know that I'm not crazy, and you're crazy. So there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. But the Shaykh was saying, so even if you're by yourself, man, you're the jama'ah. مَا دُمْتَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ huh? But you have to be upon the truth. Otherwise, you're really crazy. وَلِهَذَا ثِقْ بِأَنَّكَ مَنْصُورٌ إِمَّا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ That's why be confident that you will be victorious either in this dunya or in the akhirah. ثُمَّ إِنَّ النَّصْرَ لَيْسَ نَصْرُ الْإِنسَانِ بِشَخْصِهِ Then victory is not the person being victorious for his own self. بَلِ النَّصْرِ الْحَقِيقِي أَنْ يَنْصُرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَا تَدْعُ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ What the true victory is that Allah aids what you're calling to of the truth, not you. Not the person himself necessarily. That person may die fi sabilillah. But that which you call to remains alive. Like Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. What he called to is alive. We're studying it now. He died in prison. He died in prison. Rahimahullah. وَأَمَّا إِذَا أُصِيبَ الْإِنسَانِ بَذَلْ فِي الدُّنْيَا How do you have it there? بَذَلْ? Okay. فَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ لَا يُنَفِي النَّصْرَ أَبَدًا If a person has been afflicted, I don't know what they mean with this term here, in the dunya, عَلَى كُلْ حَلِ If he's afflicted in his dunya with some calamity, no, but it wouldn't make sense here. I know what the بَذَلْ is, to spend. But in this context, it wouldn't make sense.
You made efforts and in this life,
it is not this. But if a person is بذل في الدنيا, كيف? بذل. أحسنت. See, mashallah, tabarakallah. Zakallah khair. Didn't even think of it, man. If بذل, which is what? أيوة, الباء حرف جر. And dhul is humility or being humiliated. That totally passed my mind. Jazakallahu khairan akhi, barakallahu feek. Bidhullin fi dunya. So if a person is humiliated in dunya, فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَا يُنَفِي النَّصْرَ أَبَدًا. That doesn't negate victory ever. Yeah, you may be belittled and made fun of and mocked and all kinds of things. It does not negate victory. It does not negate it. فَالنَّبِيُّ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أُوذِيَ إِذَاءً عَظِيمًا. The Prophet ﷺ was harmed tremendously, wasn't he? Many times. لَكِنْ فِي النِّهَايَ انْتَصَرَ عَلَى مَنْ أَذَاهُ. But at the end, he was victorious over those who harmed him, عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَدَخَلَ مَكَّةَ مَنْصُورًا مُؤَزَّرًا ظَافِرًا بَعْدَ أَنْ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا. And he entered into Mecca victorious, full of honor, dignity, and pride after he had gone out there in a state of fear, عليه الصلاة والسلام. And that should be enough, because we will have a page, actually around a page and a half, for the conclusion, and we need to give it its time and perhaps some final words. That's why I don't want to rush through the thing right now and finish it, and then it should be like a cut and paste kind of thing. So we should give it its due right, inshallah. But yeah, so with this we conclude the dars. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.